to the Yom Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, "V'kanina mino moisel v'amatnosa do." What it meant to say is, I'm adding on to the matana. So hochinam here also, the Yom Av Koisvu Av Ksayvu v'chasumu v'avulei. The Shimura said like this:
I want you to give him this present. That's the Divrei Shimura. And he said, and also I want you to write up a shtar. So since he said the word af, also, he meant to say, I want to give him two powers. One, a regular matna shchimera. But also, if it's time, write him up a shtar, we should have a proof, he'll be better off that way. And itmar, Rabbi Yehuda, mar Shmuel, alocha, the locha is, kaisvin v'noisin. We do write up the shtar. The chayna marovom, Rav Nachman, alocha, kaisvin v'noisin. It's in the case where we see a yipul koichoi, where we see the shchimera attack meant, a timiyapis koichoi, where the shchimera meant to say, also write up a shtar. So we say, Tak, what he meant to do is to give him a kinyan, shchimera, and also have a shtar written up, and a chnami, that's Tak, the way we do it. Then we let the kinyan go through, and we also add on a shtar for yipu koyach, to give him a stronger hand. All right, we'll stop. You're holding up kuflam at vovam at aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, HaKoysev nechotsev lebonav. If somebody writes off his property to his own children, so locher is tzorach shiichtov. You have to write like this: Me hayoyim uliachamisa. That I want to give it to you today, and if it first be chal liachamisa, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda shita. But the person wants to give his son a present, not for Teres Yerusha. He wants his son to have a present. In the case Rashi says, we're remarrying now, and he wants to make sure his old kids will get a good portion. He wants to give away his property now to his kids, so he should write a loch of mehayoyim. You have to say mehayoyim, and then you say uliyacha misa means that the father still wants to have the right to eat the peris, to use the field until he dies, and after he dies, then it goes completely over to the son. So he has to write the word mehayoyim. Rabbi Yosi Yoyim, no, ain't it tzorach? You do not have to use the word hayoyim. Even without writing the word hayoyim, still we know that's what the father meant, that the kinyan should be chal now, and therefore it's a good kinyan. HaKoysev nechosev lebonov le'achar moitzoi. Let's say HaKoysev nechosev lebonoi le'achar moitzoi. A father writes off his property that it should belong to my son, but when, like we said before, le'achar moitzoi, it should really first belong to you after he dies. In other words, like the guf, the kinyan ha'guf, you're giving your son right now, but you still want to have the rights to use it. So the kinyan peiris, the father still holds on to it until he dies. So in such a case, ho'av eni yochel limcher, the father cannot sell this property right now anymore. Mevnei sheng suvim leben, because it's written up to be given over to the son. In other words, like the kinyan haguf belongs to the son. And v'yaben, the son also, eni yochel limcher, cannot sell it. Mevnei sheng b'shus av, because so far the son can't use it. The peiris, the use of the field, the father still left by himself. Therefore, neither of them could sell it. What's going to be mocharav? Let's say the father did sell this property. So locher is mechur matriyamus. The mechir is good up until he dies. Like if the father sells the property now to somebody else, so he could sell his rights. His rights says that he still has the right to use it, calls the money to life. So if he lives for another two years, the person that bought it could use the field. But once the father dies, it automatically goes over to the son. What about mocher haben? Let's say the son sold the property. The son has nothing in it right now. Right now, the father has the kinyan peiros, the right to use it. So if the son sold it now, the one that bought it can't use it. He could only first use it after the father dies. Then the son has the right to use it. So since the son sold it to that person could use it. Now the Gemara says, the Reish of the Mishnah, V'chikosev mahayoyim liyachamisa, mayheve, like so what? So what if the father wrote a present to his son, and he said in the shtar the words, mahayoyim, it should be today, but liyachamisa. So we're saying, what does it mean to say? That he wants the kinyan to be chal today, just that the kid won't get it until after he dies. For the Gemara, it's not, we don't know like that. We learned by a get, Mahayom liyachamisa. If somebody gives a get to his wife and he says in the get it should be today, and liyachamisa after he dies. So the locher is get v'ain a get. It's a suffix. Get v'ain a get means it is and it's not. In other words, it's doubtful whether this is considered a get or not. And therefore, via mace, let's say the husband dies, chaletzis loimis yabemis. She still needs chalitza, because maybe the get was no good. Therefore, she needs chalitza, she has no children. But loimis yabemis, she can't make yibum, because maybe the get was good. So I call upon him, there we see it's a suffix. And here in our Mishnah was saying clearly, when you say the words, v'hayoyim aliyach amitza, you mean clearly, the kinyan should be good. So we're saying like this, true, over there we have a doubt. What did the husband mean? He said, I'm giving you a get mahayoyim. So one way is, he means today. But then he said, liachamisa. So maybe he meant to be choyza, to retract, and says, no, I don't want the get to be today. I want it to be liachamisa. But since we have a doubt, that's what he meant. Therefore, it's a suffix whether the get is good or not. Because if he meant to be choyza, then the get is no good. But over here, like over here, we know clearly what the father means. By giving a present to your son, we know what he means. What he meant to say was, gufa koni mehayoyim, that the property itself, the gufa, the property you get today. And peiro liachamisa, what the father meant to say is, that the peiris, the use of the property, that the son will get liachamisai. So by a field, that there are two things. There's the guf, the ownership of the field itself, and there's the right to use it. So since there are two things, here we know what the father meant. When he says the word mahayoyim liachamisi means, from today you should own the guf of the karka, and the right to use it, you first get it liachar misa. Rabbi Yossi Yoyim Ein Esor, this says no, the father does not have to write the word hayoyim. Zumar says, Rabba Barahua Cholish, he became sick. Oh, Lagabi Rafuna Rav Nachman, they went to visit him. Oh, Malay Rafun Rav Nachman, so Rafun is set Rav Nachman. Boyi Minay Halocha, let's ask him a Shaila. Boyi Minay, ask him a Shaila. Halocha Krav Yossi, Oyein Halocha Krav Yossi. To be Paschal of Krav Yossi in our Mishnah Ranat, that even though the father does not write the word Hayoyim, he just says he writes a present to his son, Liach Hamisa, still it's a good present. To be Paschal of Krav Yossi or not. Omalei, so he answered back, listen, time with Rabbi Yossi lo yadano. I do not even understand the reasoning of Rabbi Yossi. Halochi, boi minei, shayes mufi paskin like him or not. In other words, of course we don't. I don't understand his reasoning. Omalei, he said, no. At boi minei, no, you still ask the question. I halochi iloi, whether we paskin like Rabbi Yossi or not. For time, that you say you do not understand the reasoning of it, anu amin alecho. I'll explain it to you. Don't worry. I'll explain you the reasoning of Rabbi Yossi. But you just ask him, do we paskin like him or not? So, boy minei, he asked him the shaylo. Or Malay, he said back, hochi yom Rav, this is what Rav said. Halochik Rabbi Yossi. Yes, it's like a paskin like Rabbi Yossi. That even though the father does not say the word hayoyim, it's come out like he meant it, that he meant to give the present right now. And that the father said, liacha moisoi, just meant to say that the son could first use it after he dies. Now, busted enough after they went out, Omalei, now one explained to the other what the reason of Rabbi Yossi is. Hainu time with Rabbi Yossi. You know what the reason of Rabbi Yossi is? The Yomar Rabbi Yossi holds, Zmanoi shel shtar mechicholov. Listen, the Zman, the date, that's written in the shtar, that tells us. Since you have today's date written in the shtar, from that we know what you meant to say is, the kinyan should be chal today. That the son owns it today. What do you mean, liachamisa? He just meant to say that I want to have the right to use the field until the father dies. But once the father dies, then like the son has the right to use it because he owned it from before. So that's the reasoning of Rabbi Yossi. Since the date is there, like if you really meant it first to be liachamisa, you shouldn't have wrote the date. Most says, Tani Nam Yochum, don't like this also. Rabbi Yossi Yoimein Asorach. You do not have to say the words hayoyim, nevnesha zmanes, so shtar machichalov. Because since you have today's date anyway in the shtar, so since you have this zman, that's no chicholov. What you meant to say is the kinyan should take place today, just liacha moisai, that's when the son has the right to use it. Mar says, boy minei rovo, Mirav Nachman. Rov is shout from Nachman. Ba'akno mal. What's going to be in the case of hakno? Hakno Rashbam says, b'shtar shakosu by kinyan. If the shtar itself says the kinyan inside it, does Rabbi Yehuda argue and still need the word mahayim? Or maybe no. Omalei said back to him, ba'aknoi netzarech. No, if you say clearly that this is the shtar kinyan itself, then even Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakhama, would agree that since this is the shtar kinyan, it's like you're making the kinyan right now. So even though you do not say the word hayim, still the kinyan takes place today. We have Papi Omar Ika Kanaisa the Tzorich. No, it depends. Certain type of shtaris that you're making the kinyan now in the shtar needs the word Mahayim according to Rabbi Yehuda. Vika Kanaisa the Light Tzorich. And there are certain type of shtaris of the kinyan itself that you do need the word Mahayim. What does that mean? And that does not need it. Akiniyo Kanina Minei Light Tzorich. If you write both things, that I'm giving it to you and I'm making the kinyan in the shtar itself. Now, as the shtar is not only like a raya, a proof that I'm giving it to you, but you're making the kinyan with the shtar. In such a case, let's orach. Then you don't have to say the word mahayim. Because Rashbam explains, since you repeat yourself anyway, what you said like double, and you have the date there, even if you agrees, you meant today. What about kinina minei? If you meant to say it the opposite way around, that kinina minei, that ikar of the shtar is a kinyan, the kinina minei, it's like a proof that we made a kinyan, the akniya, and then you say the kinyan in the shtar at the end, then sarach. Since the main thing, this is a proof, so then you have to say the word mahayim. Without the word mahayim, we're afraid maybe you meant the whole kinyan should be liachamisa. On this maskeblo Rabbi Chanina, misuria, miyikimidia, there's something like this. Tianan lo yadina v'sifri yadi, that like we don't understand this, and the seifrim know what to do. As Ram explains, like something like this, how could it be such a difference? Like are the chum bekiim in this? For sifri yadi b'tzmiya, the armin lakach niskavnu loit sarach lemitzvah mayim. Like just because the difference how we wrote it first, whether we said the kinyan takes place first and then it's a shtar raya, or the other way, whether it's a shtar raya first and then a kinyan, this can't be a difference. Like it's very hard to understand the difference. People won't understand the halacha. So Mora says, Shalinu l'sifrei d'avaya. They asked the seifrim of Avaya, do you understand this chilek? V'yadi, and they understood it. L'sifrei d'rova v'yadi. Senechlam, if I said you could understand this. We have Huna Bred Yeshua Amano. Bein Akniyo Knina. Whether it was written in the shtar that Akniyo means it's like a proof. We did make a kinyan, and then the Knina, we made the kinyan right now, Minei. Then, where they said the opposite way, kanina, it should be a lashon of a kinyan right now, kanina minei, via kanina, and it's a raya leitzarach. In both of these two cases, since you say a double lashon here, that you're making a kinyan, and it's a proof, and also you have today's date in it, even if you degrees, you do not have to say the word mahayim. We know what the father meant. He meant to say the kinyan should take place right now, just the rights to use the field, the father wants to leave over until he dies. The only machlekes says when you do not write that this shtar is a kinyan, you write clearly this shtar is only a raya. In such a case, it's a machlekes. Shmuel says, "Hainu shtar edus, v'lo kinyan, zichron dvorim, v'lo zichron kinyan." It's only like a proof. It's not the kinyan that's being done here. It's just saying, "Obedichne piskum," this place that will be on poyu. In front of us, this and this happened. In such a type of a shtar, pligi. There's the machlekes where you have to have the word mahayoyim or not. Omer Rav Kana, Amrisa l'shmaite kaimad razrid min adoyi. I said all this in front of Razif from adoyi. V'yamrin, and he said like this. Osin you hochi masnisa lo. You learned like that. But anan os here in adoyi, hochi masnisa lo. We learned like this. That Omer Rav Nachman, pahakno ein atzorach. We learned clearly. Anytime this is a shtar hakno, that in this shtar itself they're making the kinyan, then ain't a tzorach. You do not have to say the word mahayoyim. Bein akiniyo o kinino minei, bein kinino minei v'yakiniyo. Loi tzorach. And no matter which way you say it, whether you say the kinyan first and then the proof, or you say the proof first and then the kinyan, as long as it's in this shtar, it's saying clearly you made a kinyan, you don't have to have the word mahayoyim. But, v'duchtim pizgom and heaven beyond po yipligi. But if you just make a shtar raya, you just say that in this place, a kinyan took place, so it's only a proof that a kinyan took place, that's where it's a machlekes. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say the word mahayim, and according to Rabbi Yossi, still you do not need the word mahayim. Since you have today's date written in the shtar, that's enough. Then the Mishnah says, HaKaisu Nechos L'Bnei L'Yachamoytzei. If you do write off your property to your sons, in a case, whether you wrote the word mahayim if you have to, but you made clearly that I'm giving the kinyan to my son right now. The Kinyan Haguf, my son owns. Just the right to use the property, the father is still remaining, keeping by himself until he dies. See, it's been learned like this. Mocher HaBen B'chayuav. What's going to be if the son sold the property when the father was still alive? And then Umeis HaBen. And then the Ben died B'chayuav. Our Mishnah just says that if the son sells it when the father's alive, later when the father dies, then that person has the right to keep it. Because the son really owns it. Just the father had a right to use it, calls the money to life. Once he dies, then that kinyan took place. That's good if the son's alive. What's the case here though? The son dies first. Again, the father first gave over the kinyan to the son, but the rights to use it the son first gets to the acher after the father dies. Then the son sold his rights to somebody else, and then the son died first. The chai when the father was still alive. Here's the machlokes. Omer Rabbi Yechon says, "Loi kana lakeich." You know what the son does.